Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 6 through 12. When Jesse and his sons arrived, Samuel saw Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed stands here before the Lord." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Then Jesse called Abinadab and had him pass in front of Samuel. But Samuel said, "The Lord has not chosen this one either." Jesse then had Shammah pass by, but Samuel said, "Nor has the Lord chosen this one." Jesse had seven of his sons pass before Samuel, but Samuel said to him, "The Lord has not chosen these." So he asked Jesse, "Are these all the sons you have?" "There is still the youngest," Jesse answered. "He is tending the sheep." Samuel said, "Send for him. We will not sit down until he arrives." So he sent for him and had him brought in. He was glowing with health, and had a fine appearance and handsome features. Then the Lord said, "Rise and anoint him. This is the one." I choose you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. There is nothing quite like the thrill of being chosen. If you have ever seen the game show The Price is Right, audience members lose their minds when they are chosen to become contestants. Have you ever felt the excitement of being chosen for a special role? What did you have to do to be chosen? Some people get picked for teams or performances because they are good at it. Other people are chosen to lead a group because of their personality. Still others get chosen to do important jobs because they have proven themselves. In today's devotion, David got chosen to be the next king of Israel. When God sent his prophet Samuel to the little town of Bethlehem, God had already chosen David. Even though he was the youngest, his brothers appeared stronger and more experienced. After choosing David, God equipped him to be king. God sent the Holy Spirit to equip and empower David for that important role. In the same way, God has chosen you. But God did not choose you because of your ability, your personality, or your experience. God chose you simply because he loves you and wanted to choose you. And what did God choose you to do? God chose you to believe in him. God chose you to put all your love and trust in him as the one who created you, saved you, and forgave your sins. God sent the Holy Spirit to equip and empower you with faith. The most important thing God chose you to do was to simply trust in him. God also chose us to serve him. As much as we may want to be served like a king, one of the most important ways we serve God is by serving other people. Now, let's be real. That can be hard. People have many needs and big problems. How can you possibly serve all of them? Well, the same Holy Spirit who used his power to create faith in you also equips you with his power to want to serve others and have a Christian impact on them. The God who said, "I choose you," makes it possible for you to say, "I choose to serve others." We pray to the God who chose us. Heavenly Father, we thank you for choosing us to believe in you. Give us your Holy Spirit and his power so that we can be faithful in our calling to serve others. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.